strong, keep holding on. I can't sleep without you here in my arms. And if you find you're feeling all alone, hope you know that I'm just one call. I message you, I talk to you, I break all the rules, yeah. I ain't gonna lose, yeah. I break all the rules to fight for you. Eat my bayou, dozen roses, but I got you 24. Shout out to Kobe, baby, know that I stay shooting for your heart.
Welcome back, guys, to Age Gap Y to Z.
Welcome back to our podcast, Top 40.
Let's go. Yeah, we are Top 40.
So today we have a lot of different things to address, including... Oh,
yeah. Well, we got the Heather trolls.
Yeah, we got the trolls coming after me.
We got our new segment, The Dirty Scoop. We read some of the Reddits and comments and...
People are wanting the Dirty Scoop. And I know I'm not the only person that has had like either a bad experience with a former employer or like... a bad like post experience.
Exactly.
Like after working for them. So we kind of want to like talk about different times that bad things have happened to us.
Exactly.
In working environments or situations. I think that's interesting.
Yeah. And we're going to let Annie's situation cool off real quick. And also we got to talk to legal counsel to see if the NDA holds up for a toxic abusive work environment. But we'll circle back to that another day. I'm going to handle the dirty scoop this week.
Yeah, you are.
Yep. And it's quite dirty.
Yeah.
But it's been affecting, it affects me even now when I think about it. We're going to also talk about one of our favorite books, Nonviolent Communication. It really should just be called Effective Communication. This is one of the best books I've ever read in my life.
When you first recommended that to me, it was like before I was your girlfriend. Like I think we had been like not even a month in.
Yeah.
And you're like, you should read this. And of course, like when you first start dating a guy, like he recommends you to read something. If you want him to like you, you got to get it. Start reading it.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Literally, I was just talking to Nala about that yesterday.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Because he recommended her book.
And she read it. And she goes, and once I read one, she goes, then you love me, right? Okay, then shut up. I'm not going to read anymore. So with this one, I like started reading it. And I remember you like FaceTimed me one time. And I like grabbed it really quick. I was like, oh, this is what I was just reading.
Yeah. Oh, wait, what? You pretended like you had already been reading it?
No, I had been reading it, but I wasn't reading it that second, but it was sitting right next to me, so I was like, oh, look what I was doing.
It's such a good book. It should be taught in, like, grade school, but we'll get into that. Okay, cool.
First up, Heather Trolls. You guys, I've been hearing from a lot of the Heather Trolls, and I've been hearing a lot of positive stuff. I'd say more positive stuff.
Way more positive.
But I feel like the way I spoke about it was in more of like a joking manner, and I wish I would have taken it a little bit more seriously because, I mean, it did really hurt my feelings how it kind of went down, and it doesn't feel good to be spoken like that. It doesn't feel good to be like embarrassed like that. I mean, I think that was the intention.
Also, the whole situation with her, like you, yeah, I mean, we don't have to get into it, but like everything about that did not. It just didn't pan out like in a decent way as it should have.
Yeah. And I like when starting to work for her, I wanted her to be like a mentor in the business and like kind of help me like progress forward. And that's just not what happened. And then there's a lot of people being like, well, no one's going to hire you now. And it's like, well, why would I?
She doesn't care. She has her own business. Like, and I have my own business.
I don't need anyone to hire me. And if celebrities aren't going to want to work with my business because they don't want me to talk about them, then they're probably not people I want to work with anyways because they have something that they're going to do to me that they don't want me to talk about.
Yeah.
And it's just like, and everyone's like, oh, that was your first job. You need to be appreciative of the start she gave me. And it's like, well, the start she gave me was a great start. And then she is trying to push me down and embarrass me in front of like other people when I'm trying to network and build my business up. So it's not really a start. It's kind of like a start and then a get
plain
out.
Plain and simple, they're victim shaming and they need to back off. Yeah. Like you were affected by that night. It was awful. Like who comes up and grabs a previous employee by the, like the whole thing is unacceptable and unjustifiable. And then the people that are talking, that are backing up Heather are just victim blaming, victim shaming.
Yeah.
And it's you click gross on their profile and they have like 4 followers and it's a picture of a tree and it's like, oh, okay.
And whatever. Everyone can have their own opinions. Comment all you want. I don't care. Like, keep listening. I don't care. It just, I want you to know it wasn't funny. It hurt my feelings, like what happened. And to have people like call me out and be rude is just annoying.
Yeah, but they're always, we knew what was coming. It's always gonna, like, that was Annie's first taste of like true hate,
and it wasn't easy, guys.
It's, it affected her.
But yeah, yeah.
But there's so much more love.
But I really appreciate everyone that's reaching out and DMing me and like commenting and sharing the video and all the posts about it. It's like, it's really nice.
It's pretty cool to see. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, you know, I read some of the Reddit threads, and my breathing is a problem for some people. So here I am, like, oh, trying to control my breathing and make sure that I'm not breathing too loudly.
So we need to work on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have allergies, if you've heard any of my jokes. And I also am allergic to cats, and I have a cat. So
also, I don't know how I never noticed you are a mouth breather. Ever.
I am when I like breathe deeply, because if I try to breathe deeply through my nose right now, it'll be even louder. Lech.
Ew, stop.
What else? Do we have anything else about the trolls?
Keep trolling us if you want to troll us. Keep supporting us if you want to support us. And we're going to keep podcasting.
Exactly. And I'm going to work on my breathing. That's the only adjustment I'm making from that.
Yeah.
Should we get into the dirty scoop?
Yeah, let's get in. Okay, let's hear your dirty scoop.
So my dirty scoop is when we were in Iraq, there was this dog that was on base, and
were a Marine in Iraq, because some people know that, but some people don't.
Yeah, I'm a Marine, and I was in Iraq in 2008. Anyways, we had a dog on the camp with us.
What kind of dog?
I don't know. Some kind of like a mixture of many dog breeds, probably.
Oh, okay. Was it an Iraq dog, or did you bring it from America?
No, it was an Iraq dog.
Okay.
Yeah. But we, like, fed it, and it kept up boosting morale. And we all love this dog. And, like, I have multiple pictures with it, which you'll see.
Aww.
Yeah, and then one day, the first sergeant was upset. I forget his name, but I remember we called him Chucky, because he was, like, looked like Chucky, and we hated him.
Ew.
Nobody liked this first sergeant. He was the worst. And this dude was, like, the weapons company, like, main enlisted boss, first sergeant.
Oh, wow.
He got upset because this dog would dig under the building to stay cool, because it's like 120 degrees in the summer in Iraq. So he lured him off base with hot dogs and then shot him. And then he made me and two other Marines help bury him.
Wait, why you? You're a dog lover.
Yeah, he didn't care.
Did you cry? I think I would cry.
I might have cried, like, I don't know. I was so, like, just not in a good place, because I had also gotten kicked out of my platoon because I got in trouble. So I, like, got kicked out of snipers. So I wasn't even supposed to be on this little shitty base. So I was on this other base away from...
You got
from,
in trouble in Iraq?
I got in trouble before Iraq, but they didn't, like, pursue punishment until, like, 2 months after I'd already been working with my sniper platoon and stuff.
What did you get in trouble for?
There was a... I used to be with MARSOC, which is Marine Special Operations Command, and, like, I was still cool with one of the main supply guys.
Oh, I remember this story.
And he was stealing a bunch of gear and selling it to me and the rest of the snipers. And, like, I wasn't making money or anything off of it. I was just, like, getting us better gear for Iraq. He got in trouble, said my name, and then I got in trouble for it.
You're an American hero.
I love that spin you took on it.
You were just trying to look cool in Iraq with cool gear. So that is some dirty scoop. I hope that guy...
Yeah, I forgot his name, and I hope... I know somebody will see it and comment. One of my buddies that helped bury him, like, will remember that guy's name.
That's so screwed up and traumatizing.
Yeah. Everyone hated this guy.
That was some dirty scoop.
That's the dirty scoop.
Let's talk about nonviolent communication.
Let's talk about it.
You constantly are recommending this book to people for, like, the best relationship book. And then we were at that birthday party. Yeah, remember that birthday party we were at? And the mom was, like, a psychologist. And you told her we were reading this. And she was like, you will be together forever if your relationship is based off this book. Because
who's
that couple that broke up that you introduced?
Yeah, I love the book. I think it just, like...
Explain it more. Explain what it's about.
Because, like, ultimately all complaints are unmet needs. And if you read this book, even if someone else doesn't improve their communication, you can decipher their unmet needs and, like, you can help bring up the communication, even if you're the only one improving on it yourself.
So, yeah, like one thing we were running into was that I had a habit of keeping my issues to myself, and I would just like bottle them up and not know how to address them with you, or I'd be embarrassed of why I was having a problem, or it was just too small to bring up, or I didn't know how to bring it up, or when to bring it up, or I was uncomfortable. Anyways, either way, you would like force it out of me, and like not a bad way, but just like I could tell something's wrong. Okay, we're gonna sit here till you tell me. Literally, whatever it is, we'll talk it out. I'm not gonna be mad, like, you know.
And well, you would also explode, and you're like, this has been bothering me for weeks. And I go, okay, then, like, why is it? Why am I just now hearing about it? It's 4 weeks in, and I've been doing this whole time, and it bothers you that much. Like,
yeah,
give me a heads up before the volcano erupts.
Yeah. I used to just always retreat to your room and sit on the side of the bed and just, like, just start crying.
You would?
Yeah, if I got upset with you. I realized that was, like, my safe space where I would just go be, like, upset. Like, if you upset me, I would just walk in there, sit there, and just, like, take a moment to myself or whatever. Yeah. And you'd always follow me in there and be like, why are you mad? And I'd be like, because you did this all the time. And you're like, how was I supposed to know that was bothering you? Yeah. I wish I could think of an example. But anyways, this book really helped.
Yeah, because it teaches you how to identify the behavior that bothers you, bring it up without, like, you know, shaming the other person or accusing them of, like, anything. Just, this is the behavior. This is how it made me feel. There's one more thing that I'm forgetting. And then, like, set a thing for the future. We'll find out
what it is because we're talking about the book.
Yeah, and the future is, like, a future request. But it's, like, this really simple four-step process. I don't really do it identical.
How it makes me feel. You're making me forget what it is.
The process is the action, the concrete actions we observe that affect our well-being, how we feel in relation to what we observe, the needs, values, desires, etc. that create our feelings, the concrete actions we request in order to enrich our lives. So an example would be like when you slam that door, which is totally made up. Annie doesn't slam any doors. But
I did today. Not in anger.
But it was an accident because there was a window open.
Yeah.
Observation, feelings, needs, request. So I would say when you yell at me, it hurts my feelings and makes me sad. I have the need to be talked to at a normal volume. In the future, when I upset you, can you just try to work on keeping your volume at like a conversational level? Would be an example of how to apply the book.
And it works with not just your significant other. It literally works so well. I use this a lot in my previous job to handle different situations. But it really helped me a lot.
Yeah.
Because it helped me attack the problem calmly because I have a tendency to just like get frustrated and cry and not know how to and get overwhelmed. Not really frustrated, more so overwhelmed. And this helps me, like, take it in steps, put it in pieces. You can plan the conversation before because you know what you're going to say and how you're going to address it.
Right. And their actions are just observed actions versus, like, saying, oh, you did that on purpose because of this. Like, that is not that's not healthy or effective. So it's, like, the action, how it made you feel, the needs that you have, and then the future request. It's so easy. Yeah. And the whole book like goes into depth of like how not to do it in a like you don't want to shame people, and it needs to be like objective actions, and there's a bunch of just really good stuff in this book.
Also, a big part about bringing up problems with someone, or what I've realized in our relationship, is the timing of it.
Yes.
Because like if it's your show day, I used to have a tendency to like
bring
up a problem because
on the way to a show.
Well, say I hadn't seen you all week and I had an issue.
By the way, I'm like 20 minutes from getting on stage, like, what?
Yeah. And I still do it sometimes because I'm not very aware, but I'm very aware. I'm just working on being more aware.
You are very aware and you make adjustments and like,
yeah.
We communicate well and like, I make the adjustments and nobody's perfect and we'll make mistakes again and that's normal.
Yeah.
Also, timing being that, like, when you're upset, that's probably not the time to bring it up. Like, you need to sit with it. You need to, like, work it through in your mind and then bring it up later on after you're cooled off.
Yeah, for sure. And if someone is saying, like, whenever I bring something up with, or you bring something up with me, and I used to bring something up back at you to get defensive, and you'd be like, that's not what we're talking about. Like, you had to pick different times or else it's a mess. Because then it's just like, you do this to me. Well, you do this to me.
Yeah.
And then it's like an explosion.
No, well, I mean, well, I feel like not we've had that. Really explosions.
Well, because I feel like you checked me really fast, and we've like brought, because we read that book so early on, or at least you read it, and then you recommended it to me whenever we first met.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like bringing it back to that, and it used to drive me crazy, because I'm like, I don't remember that stupid book I read just because I wanted you to like me. Like, I'm not, I don't freaking remember anything about the book. And then you would be like, oh, what part of the book are you at? Oh, yeah, like this story. I'm like, dang, I really got paid. Did you know I'm reading this? Like, it's just like a dumb little book rack, but it really wasn't.
That was a game changer for me when I read that. It's like my relationship with my parents improved after reading this. My relationship with everyone in my life, my relationship improved at a noticeable difference after reading that book.
I recommended it to a few friends, and one even was like texting me about a work situation, and I was like, honestly, this.
Mm-hmm.
And I like helped her break down the steps and stuff, and then she texted me back the next week, and she was like, that helped me so much. Like, thank you so much. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. Say. It's even referenced in some of our other favorite books. Like, they use the concepts in Attached and reference it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which we recommended.
Yep. And then a nonprofit that I work with uses this as like teaching veterans coping skills. Like, this is like golden self-improvement books, in my opinion, that like everyone should read. It doesn't matter what level of a communicator you are, you will get something and benefit from this book.
Mm-hmm. So read it. I wish we got like, we do not have a code for you, but maybe one day we will.
Yeah, we got a code. It's called Amazon.com.
Oh, we should make an Amazon storefront.
Yeah.
Sit tight.
I'm ready to do our
hypotheticals.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to do yours first?
Yeah. No, ladies first.
Okay. So my first one is, if you found a hidden camera in your room and an AirTag on your car and you don't know that I'm the one that placed it there.
Yeah.
But like,
well, maybe it has AS on the AirTag.
Yeah.
Where do I find it?
I would do something like that.
Where do I find it?
In your car.
And how did I find it? Oh, because it wasn't with you. It alerts you too, doesn't it?
It will alert you if there's AirPods. I'm not sure if it alerts you if there's an AirTag.
Okay.
What would you do though?
So we should do an act out.
You found the AirTag and the camera the same like day.
And I know the camera's you too?
Mm-hmm.
And we're in person?
You didn't find it when I was there.
But we're in person now and I'm bringing it up?
Yeah.
So I found your AirTag and the camera you put. This is a serious conversation.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Annie?
I don't have an AirTag.
Annie, I'm going to need you to take this very seriously because our relationship is hanging on by a thread after this.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I found an AirTag you placed in my car, and then upon more investigation, I found a camera you put in one of my stuffed animals. How are you finding this funny?
Not you telling everyone you have stuffed animals.
I'm having a conversation with you. You know I have a UCLA bear and a Pepperdine bear where I went to college.
Okay. So I'm going to admit to two things.
Yeah.
But I have a reason.
Okay.
I do have a camera in your room.
No shit.
And it is a live stream.
What do you mean a live stream?
I can watch you at any hour of the day.
But you're streaming it on the online?
No.
That's what a live stream is, isn't it?
No, it's just a live feed.
Okay, that's creepy. Why are you doing that?
Because I miss you.
No, that's creepy. That's a red flag. And
I just can't have a second without you, but you insist on spending Monday self-care day by yourself, and I just don't want that. And then sometimes you want to hang up on FaceTime.
Now I need more days of self-care.
But that's not fair, because whenever you have a girlfriend, you're supposed to want to be with him all the time, every second.
Babe, but we gotta we don't want a codependent relationship.
It's not codependent.
It is, and it's creepy that you're spying on me. And what about the AirTag? How do you explain that?
Well, because I like to run into you around town, but I'm always too scared that you're going to think it's weird that I'm there at the same time, and so I never say hi. I just watch.
I got to talk to my therapist about this, and I haven't spoken to him in like almost a year.
Well, my therapist said that I was really anxious about this, and my therapist said that you would think that this was cute.
It's probably time to find a new therapist. That's an unethical therapist.
But you said you love me forever and I'm the cutest, and so that's why.
This is giving me the ache.
Some of them I even cut up into little clips.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. And do you DJ to them?
No.
With those headphones?
No, but I
Annie, the DJ. Ew.
But I post them on Instagram.
No, you don't. Mm-hmm. I follow you on Instagram.
Not on my Instagram.
Oh, on whose Instagram?
My Instagram, but it's like a fake account. It doesn't seem like it's me. It seems like it's you. It's called Bryson Banks After Hours.
All right. Well, I think we need to take a break.
I blur everything,
though. I think we need to take a break.
From what?
From our relationship.
From our...
Yeah.
Okay, but I don't feel comfortable running Bryson Banks After Dark if I'm not in a relationship with you. It feels creepy.
Okay. I think this scene has gone on far too long. God. All right. Are you ready for mine?
I liked my character.
All right. You found out that I've been editing videos on the side for Heather McDonald.
No.
But she's been paying me. She's been paying me to edit her videos. Yeah, we are. Let's go. And?
How come you got a video credit on Heather McDonald's most recent video?
Oh, that's weird. She's crediting me now?
Yeah, I noticed because I went on one of my client's accounts and looked at her feed.
Okay. Well, yeah, I've been editing her clips. She pays me like $50 a video, and I could use the money because you're an expensive girlfriend, and I need the money. So I've been making like a few $100 a week by editing her videos. I do like 4 or 5 a week. That's why they look so good now.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure they look good. Are you for real?
I didn't want to tell you because I feel like you would have been upset.
I've been literally making fun of her videos to you.
I know.
And which you're the one editing them?
Yeah, that kind of hurt my feelings, but I didn't know how to tell you. So I'm glad we're laughing about it.
You can't work for her.
I don't work for her. It's like a freelance thing. She's like one of my clients.
Oh, What? You are always talking about how you're 50% of A Sharp Perspective, and then you start your own business. That's literally exactly what my business is.
No. I just have one client, and it's Heather
McDonald. Oh, yeah. Your one client is a client. I got you.
You didn't get...
How did it go over after last week's episode? What? Did she talk to you about how we talked about her on our podcast?
I mean, I told her to keep that separate from, like, business is business.
I can't with this one.
Okay. That was a good hypothetical.
That was a good one. I would not be pleased. Okay. So we go to a restaurant and we're on a date. And a guy comes up to the table and is like, oh, my God, Annie, how have you been? And he's like, I'm her ex-boyfriend. And I was like, I literally have no idea who this guy is. And I've never told you about him. And I'm telling you, I don't know who he is. But he's, like, insisting that he's my ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
How do you proceed?
Are you going to play him or who are we going to play?
Because
this is a 3-person scene.
I didn't think about that. I didn't know we were going to do a scene for every single one.
We got to do an act out. That's the whole point. We did it last time on the hypothetical.
Babe, I literally have no idea who he is.
Okay.
Why is he talking to us?
I don't know. Are you playing both characters?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, man, that's cool. You think that you guys used to date or if you did?
I don't think we did. We did. What, have you been dating her for like 2 years? I dated her for 5. That's... No, you didn't. Yes, we did, Annie.
Okay, this is cute. Now you look like a crazy person. Why do I feel like this isn't the first time you've done that too? No, you didn't. Yes, I did. Oh my gosh. Are we going to make out? I think we are.
Ew.
That was you playing both characters like a fucking psychopath.
Like I said, I was going to play both characters.
I don't think it's a good look. You should just pick a character.
I didn't look cute.
No. Oh. Look like a crazy person. like a schizophrenic crazy person. Hey. And then she said I shouldn't go, but then I said I have to go.
No. Oh, okay, sorry. Anyway, so would you be mad? Would you believe me?
I would have your back. And I would say, listen, man, regardless if you guys used to date, you're making my girlfriend uncomfortable, so I'm going to ask you to leave the table.
No, pull up a chair. You can hang out with us. I just don't know you, but I always am down to make new friends. Oh, okay. Thanks, Danny.
No, this isn't working for me, so... Mm-hmm. What was that?
We're both... doing kissy faces.
Oh, so they're gay. They're one of your gay ex-boyfriends?
Yeah. One of.
Kissy faces. Biggest giveaway.
Yeah.
What if you found out I could talk to animals and I've been hiding it from you?
Okay. First of all, that would be super cool.
Yeah. So, are you ready to do the act out?
Yeah. Did you just talk to that bird?
What?
Yeah. I think you just spoke bird.
I did. I'm fluent in bird.
For real?
Yeah.
Do it again. Is that what you're doing on Duolingo every day?
No, that's Spanish.
Learning bird?
That's Spanish.
Oh.
Good one, though.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, can you talk to pineapples?
Pineapples aren't an animal, so no.
I meant platypus.
Okay. Yeah, I can talk to platypuses.
Okay,
is all that the plural of platypus?
Platypi, I think.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
All I can think about is Phineas and Ferb.
Who?
You haven't seen Phineas and Ferb?
No.
Have you heard of it? Oh my gosh, you would think it was so funny. And every day their pet platypus would go and fight evil.
Oh.
And
yeah, it sounds like a show I would love.
No.
Platypus is fighting evil.
No, but it's so funny.
Know me so well.
So the platypus would go fight Dr. Doofenshmirtz, and the platypus...
Dr. Doofenshmirtz.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He was trying to, like, take over the Tri-State area. Anyways, not important. But Perry would put on a fedora, and they would be like... He would be like, Perry the platypus. But if he showed up without his fedora, he would be like, who is this platypus? And then he would put on his fedora, and he'd be like... It's Perry the platypus.
That's ridiculous.
And then same with Phineas and Ferb, the owners. They'd be like, hey, Perry. And then they like wouldn't recognize him if he was Perry the platypus. God,
that sounds like a blockbuster show. Sorry. I'll have to check it out.
They'd be like, Agent P.
What channel was it on?
Disney. Wow. Literally the best show. In high school, I wrote the musical, Phineas and Ferb the musical. Thank you guys for listening. We had so much fun chit-chatting.
Oh, yeah. Annie loves chit-chatting. We'll have to do more act outs of Annie playing two characters.
Yeah, that was probably my best act out yet.
That was psychotic. Like, hey. Cute but psycho.
I used to have a shirt that said that. Oh, psycho but psycho.
Oh, that's a little different.
Oh.
Psycho but psycho.
Oh, follow us on everything at Age Gap Y to Z. Follow me at @AnnieSharp_. Follow him at Bryson Banks Comedy.
That's right.
Email us. Rate and review us. Our reviews really tanked after the last.
They're still all right. They're 3.6, but like, yeah, definitely leave us some reviews.
We need the supporters.
We need our friends to write us good reviews because the haters brought our score down. We had like a 4.8, and now. We lost the whole star.
And so,
that's
if
fine.
You care about our success at all, please.
That's, no.
Why?
No, it's too.
Please.
No, it's too begging. We can't beg.
If you want. And if you want to write a review, write cool a about review. It.
No, just, it's 5 stars or nothing.
CMS, your relationship problem.
All right. Yeah, thanks, guys. And if you find you feeling all alone, you know that I'm just one call. I message you, I talk to you, I break all the rules, yeah. I ain't gonna lose, yeah. I break all the rules to fight for you. Eat my bayou, dozen roses, but I got you 24. Shout out Kobe, baby, know that I stay shooting for your heart.